Welcome to the Beis Avad's Business Halacha Daily. Today, I'm joined by Dayan Yitzchak Grossman, senior lecturer and writer for the Beis Avad, and Rosh Chabura of the Greater Washington Community Kollel. So we're going to be discussing the topic of shutfus, of partnerships. So let's just start from the beginning. If you have two people and they want to enter into a partnership and a business together, so they're starting a business from scratch, or they're purchasing an existing business together as shutfim, as partners. So what do these two people have to do to ensure that their shutfus will be halachically binding, recognized by halacha, recognized by a beis din?
In general, in halacha, for a transaction to be binding, you need a kinyan, you need a formal act of solemnization. Kinyan seudah is a common one. We see it at weddings, and mechiras chametz, one party gives a handkerchief to the other. You need some kind of kinyan to make a transaction binding. There's a major dispute among the Rishonim with regard to shutfus, with regard to partnership, whether that's required. Some poskim say that it is, just as it's required for other types of transactions, like sales. Other poskim say that you do not need a kinyan. They argue that other transactions are not symmetrical. One party gives goods, and the other party gives money. So then, to make sure that there's a gemiras das, to make sure he really means it, that he is full, his intention is absolutely to commit himself to it, you need a kinyan. But shutfus is symmetrical. Each party commits himself to share profits. Each party commits himself to work. So there, because of the symmetrical nature of shutfus, we say, agav debay l'mikni gamar ramakni, because each party wants the other party to be committed to him, he commits himself to the other one, and a kinyan is not required. If kinyan is required, there's further debate among the poskim as to what about cases where kinyan wouldn't really work. So, for example, if they're planning on sharing profits, the profits don't exist yet. That would normally be called davar shelo balaolam. So some say you can't make a partnership that commits each other to share the profits because a kinyan can't work on that. Other poskim say there are ways to do that. That we look at each party as purchasing a share of the partner, that you own the other partner. It's like owning a tree for the fruit that it's going to yield. So each party can have some kind of kinyan in the other one. So kinyan may work even for that. L'chatchila, a person certainly should make a kinyan. If a kinyan was not made, and then they're arguing about whether all the terms of the shutfus are binding, then a beis din would have to resolve what to do. But certainly l'chatchila, one should make a kinyan.
And when they launch the shutfus, whether they do it with a kinyan or without a kinyan, do they have to put their agreement of how it's going to work down into writing, or they could also be just verbal?
Technically, they do not. In most areas of halacha, we say lo ivri sadia l'shakri, witnesses and writing is only a question of proof, of making sure we know what happened, of verifying later what happened, but the kinyanim and the binding nature of transactions is generally independent of anything in writing. That being said, it is strongly recommended to put everything in writing. In my experience, most cases, most arguments, most dine Torah that I've seen in my experience have come about because of misunderstandings, because people don't remember what they said. People know more or less what they said, but they interpret it different ways, especially in hindsight. So much argument and so much acrimony could be avoided if people would, A, stipulate clearly in advance, and B, put it in writing so we'll know later what they actually meant. Not required as a matter of halacha, but I can't overemphasize how strongly I would recommend that you put in writing, put the basic agreement in writing, and anticipate proactively as much as you possibly can, put as much as you can in writing to avoid disagreement and acrimony later on.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beisavad.org.